Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Dave Zimmerman of the 99th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Zimmerman, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House has been in session, been dealing with a lot of fiscal matters, but also some legislation that may affect farmers, and we're getting into the spring here, and it is planting season, and the piece of legislation that you have been working on and had some success with in the House will hopefully help farmers out in terms of dealing with some tough regulations that have to do with water runoff and things like that. What's going on here?
I introduced House Bill 1103, which was passed out of the Environmental Committee, and then we passed it on the House floor, and it went on over to the Senate. And what it really does is a bit of a pushback on the overregulation of stormwater management that is now required on the farms and other areas throughout Pennsylvania. But this bill addresses the high tunnel structure. And the high tunnel is used a good bit to raise vegetables. And so what happens is they'll raise vegetables one season, and then this structure oftentimes will move for new soils for the next season. So what's been happening is that municipalities, because of DEP regulations, have been required to do extensive stormwater management plans for these structures that may include large earthen berms or stone filter type beds. And then they install those, and then the building moves to a new location. And after a while, you really mess up the integrity of the farmland itself. So it's kind of an overreach, and this bill actually waives the stormwater management plans for the high tunnel type structure.
Yeah, these high tunnels are, it's sort of like a portable greenhouse, isn't it? It's a sort of a season extension thing for people who are into truck farming and that kind of crop?
It is. With a high tunnel, they can generally get their crops out earlier, and they can also keep them going later in the season because they're inside and they don't have to worry about the temperature changes as much. The other thing that happens is that if they're raising tomatoes, which is very common with this type of structure, when they're inside like that, they're out of the rain, and then there's no spots formed on these tomatoes, and you get much nicer tomatoes, and you get more of them because you have a longer season.
And I know growing produce locally is a big trend. A lot of people are very interested in it now. And this kind of helps to develop that industry here in Lancaster County.
Oh, it's huge, and especially in Lancaster County and some of the surrounding counties, and listening to the Vegetable Growers Association in Pennsylvania, it's becoming huge throughout the state of Pennsylvania and in other counties as well. In Lancaster County, for example, we've gone from raising quite a bit of tobacco as a cash crop, and many of these farmers have turned to produce as a cash crop, which I believe is the right thing and a good thing for us to be doing in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and it's nice to see it not getting regulated to the point where it's almost not worth doing. It's so nice to have local produce and not have everything come from, shall we say, California or Mexico.
Yeah, for sure. I think an area like this, we have great soils. We have a little bit more predictable weather than we do even on the West Coast. So I even suggested to the Agriculture Department that we look at the possibility of growing even more produce and maybe taking some of that market away from the West Coast because of the droughts that they're facing in California these days. So I think we need to be doing more and encouraging growing this produce. And we need to, if anything, relax some of the regulations so they can be profitable and we can raise good produce that's locally grown and we can all enjoy.
And in the time we have left, what's the path for the legislation now?
Bill 1103 did pass out of the House and it moved over to the Senate. So it was placed in the Environmental Committee in the Senate. So it'll need to get passed out of committee there and get on the Senate floor. And I'm hopeful that it'll happen real soon.
Representative Zimmerman, thanks for joining us today. And tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Dave Zimmerman